and good evening.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I am Ambassador Dr. Frierson from Michigan, and we are here on tonight to give God glory, honor, and praise. And we thank God for each and every one of you. I do have a sore throat, so I'm talking to you with a cough drop in my mouth. But I just praise the Lord for just yet being in the land of the living. I once heard someone say, we're in the land of the dying on our way to the land of the living. But I praise God for being alive. And the first thing we want to do on this prayer line on tonight is to take prayer requests. If you have a prayer request, please make it known at this time before God and man. Lord, the line is in your hands. Are there any prayer requests? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you for waking us up on today. We thank you for your mercy, your loving kindness. Oh, God. We just thank you for just loving us, for just being around us, for surrounding us with your love. We thank you, oh God. And Lord, those people on the prayer line, oh God, we lift up each and every ambassador, oh God, starting with Chief Ambassador Johnson and Lady Betty. Oh God, we ask you to help them, Lord. They need you as never before. Lord, be their guide. Yes, Lord. Lord, give them wisdom from on high. And Lord, help them. Oh, God, help them as they partner in ministry for the Amazing Grace Church. Oh, God. Help them, oh, God, as they partner for the all-night shut-in and as they partner for the First Fruit Prayer and Praise line, the youth line, the blog line. Oh, God, lead and guide them. And, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the leaders. And, Lord, we lift up all the doctors, honorary doctors, the ambassadors, the youth ambassadors. Oh, God, we just lift up everybody, oh, God. We lift up the visitors. And Lord, you just bless, Lord, and keep us in your care. Lord, we ask that you give the ambassadors praying spirits, oh God.
Yes,
help
Lord.
Us, God, to intercede on behalf of others. Help us, yes, oh God, so that we won't be selfish, God. Help us, oh God. Oh God, help us so that we'll be a light in a very dark world. Oh God, we need you. We need you as never before. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for giving us traveling mercies, oh God. Thank you for watching over us all night long. Oh God, we thank you for being our provider. Oh God, you have provided for us time and time again. We thank you, oh God, for being our shelter. Yes, Lord. We praise you right now. And Lord, help them right now. Oh, God, let them know that they can make it, that you are their hope, and you are the hope of glory. And, Lord, we thank you. You, oh, God. Yes, Lord. Lord, we just thank you. Oh, God, you said, let the weak say that I'm strong. Oh, God, help them that are sick to get stronger, oh, God. Help them, oh, God, to have confidence in their hope in you, oh, God. Help them to have trust in you that there will be a better day, that they will feel better, that they will get stronger. Oh, God, help them right now. They need you. Go into each and every hospital room. Yes, Lord. And, Lord, you be their protector. You be their leaders, and you be their guides. And we thank you, oh, God. And, Lord, we ask you to look on bereaved families everywhere. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the bereaved families, oh God. Oh God, bless the Walton family, oh God. They need you as never before. One of the sisters died last week, and then Elder Walton died this week, oh God. And Lord, we ask you to be with that family. Oh God, it hurts so bad. But Lord, we just thank you because Elder Walton was a saved man. He was a man of faith. And Lord, we just thank you for just loaning him to us, oh God. And Lord, just take the family through, oh God. It's going to hurt having a double funeral. But Lord, you can wipe away all tears. Lord, let them have good memories of their brother and their sister. And we thank you, oh God, for the Walton family. Yes, Lord, look on them right now. And Lord, we just lift up Mother Melina Wilson's son. Oh, God, help him right now. Oh, God, help him with breathing. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, breathe the breath of life into him. Yes, Lord, help him to inhale the air that you have provided. Help him to inhale the oxygen, oh, God. And, Lord, help him to exhale. And, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, thank you, thank you for what you're about to do. Oh, God. And, Lord, we ask you to look on those that have COVID, oh, God. Help them right now, Lord. Oh, God, don't let the parents confuse the children, oh, God. Lord, help the children to wear masks when it's required, oh, God. Lord, don't let them be confused by the educational staff telling them one thing and then the parents are at home telling them something else. But, Lord, help the parents. Court, oh God, and we thank you, oh God. Lord, don't let us be divided along political lines. Oh God, help us right now. Oh God, America needs you as never before, oh God. Oh God, if we don't stand together, the enemy will divide and conquer us, oh God. Help us right now. Lord, we need you. We need you as a nation. We need you as a people. And we thank you, oh God. Thank you. And we bless your holy name. Will you please open up your lines and let's just thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy, oh God. Thank you for watching over us all night long. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, you've been good to us. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, you just keep blessing us over and over again. And we thank you, oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for our pastors, oh, God. Thank you for the pastor's wives and the pastor's husbands, oh, God. We thank you for their companions, oh, God. We thank you for the pastor's family. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for our church family. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, let us be a blessing and a help to our pastors, oh, God. Help us to be the armor bearers for our pastors, oh, God. And we thank you, oh, God. Oh, God, help us to lift up our pastors and their companions in prayer. Oh, God. Oh, God, they're going through hard times, tribulations, oh, God. Oh, God, some churches have had to close due to the pandemic, oh, God, and people not sending in their offerings and their tithes. Oh, God, but help us, oh, God. Help the church to live on, oh, God. And we thank you, oh, God, and we bless your holy name. Yes, Lord. And, Lord, look on us, oh, God, as we worship tomorrow in spirit and in truth. Help us, oh, God, to be all that you have called us to be. And we thank you, oh, God. These blessings we ask in your name. Amen, amen, amen. We are calling Dr. Lucille Angelo to come and read a scripture.
Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Angelo.
Thank you. God bless you. I just want to first say, I first give honor to God and all the saints. I'm going to read Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you for the wisdom words. Next, we'll call on a volunteer to take the praise report.
Dr. Gildersleeve from Chicago, Illinois. Here in Florida, Bahamas, India. I'll take it. Thank you, Jesus. Are there any praise reports? Anyone have a praise report? Praise report line is open.
I thank the Lord for being on the line, giving on to the chief and first lady, to each and every one. I think I've been saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Who's with your God? Mm-hmm. It's God, your Father. I thank God for another day. I thank God that I am wore out today. We had our health fair, and we had our health fair and back to school, and it was wonderful. And got rain on. Got wet, but we still stayed out there. And I thank God for, and all we, like I said, all the things we could do, give God the glory. Give him the glory, because we had the fair in all of that rain. Got wet, but it's okay. I'm walking. And then we left and went with him to some people and stuff. So I thank God. I thank God. So I want you to continue to pray for me.
Mother Rush?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. Okay. Was you finished, sweetie?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, the prayer request line is open. Anyone else have another prayer request?
This is Dr. Lucio Angelo. I just want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord I got a chance to spend some time with my oldest daughter today, taking her around. She's a disabled child. I thank the Lord that we got a chance to spend some time together, and I just want the saints to continue to keep me and my family in your prayers. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen.
Excuse me, this is Dr. Frierson. If we get cut off, will you please call back in? Thank you.
Okay. Yes, the prayer request line is open. Is there another prayer request?
Ambassador Gildersleeve. Thank you.
Amen.
Did you get your praise report, Dr. Gildersleeve?
No, I didn't. No,
okay, well, you want to give yours and then give it back to me?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning and in my right mind. Stayed on Jesus. Thank you for keeping me with peace of mind and protecting me, putting a roof over my head. And I just asked the Lord to pray for the people in the storm that was in that storm. Ask the Lord to make a way for them and lead the leaders and guide them in what to do for the people. I just ask for prayer for the sick, the shut in, and the believers. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Back in your hands, I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Next, we are going to call Ambassador Thelma Rush to give the call to discipleship.
Yes, ma'am. I thank the Lord for each and every one that's in the one on the line and need to make a change and tired of doing what they're doing and don't know what to do. But if you try Jesus, you'll be all right. And if I were you, I would make a change in my life. I would make a change. The song said, let's make a change. And so if you go with me with this prayer, we're going to just pray a little prayer for you. Father, in Jesus' name, oh God, touch the mind, touch the heart. Touch them that is on the line that want to change their life, but they don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
And oh God, turn their life, turn their heart towards you.
Mm-hmm.
And oh God, convict their heart, convict the heart, convict their heart. in the name of Jesus. Now, if you believe in the prayer that we pray and believe that Jesus that died on the cross for you, and if you go to Romans 10 and 9, till you confess of your sins, and when you confess, ask the Lord forgive you and say, Lord, I am sorry. And believe in your heart. Now, if you're on the line and you don't have a church to go to, or reading a Bible church, or if you're in the Kansas City area, there's a church that you can go to, Amazing Grace, and they will welcome you in. Or else you can come back on this line and join us on the line and give your life. And then we got a chief on the line and serve you too. And remember, God love you, and we love you also.
Amen. Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Rush. We'll have Dr. Steele come and make the announcement in regards to Sunday and Wednesday services.